The Vanderbilt Television News Archive is making treasured television news specials dating back to 1968 more accessible to the public, thanks to a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. John Lynch, director of the archive, says the new funding will digitize as well as catalog historical video.
We have Vietnam War materials and protests. We have Watergate. In fact, one of the great highlights of this particular project is going to be the Watergate hearings, because we intend to not only digitize them, but to use the transcripts of the hearings to make them eminently searchable.
Marshall Breeding, who is helping oversee the project, says the TV News Archive is set to become the premier site on the web when it comes to information about Watergate.
This is really going to be powerful when you have both the text and the video together. That's why we thought this was an important thing to write into the grant, because we normally don't do transcripts. So this is a place, an opportunity, where the transcripts are in public domain. They're part of the congressional record, and we have the video. So it's really our first attempt at trying to put transcripts and videos together, so it will be interesting to see how that works out on the web.
Lynch says this grant allows the archive to move beyond digitizing the collection of network evening newscasts, which an earlier NEH grant accomplished.
And the thing about TV news is that it's everybody's shared memory. People have this sense of it belonging to them, not literally the programming, but the event belonging to them because it belongs in their past, and so it's a way for them to relive their own history.
Breeding, who is Director for Innovative Technologies and Research at the Vanderbilt Library, says the general public can continue to request loans of videotapes of news programs that will be sent by mail for a fee. In addition, they will be able to watch streaming video at the Vanderbilt Library or Television News Archive. I'm Amory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.